prema staroj duhovnoj nauci, mi smo svi duhovna bića koja dolaze u ovaj svet kako bi uzela svoju odeću, ljudsku odeću.
It's almost like what you can see in Venice. Each carnival, people come and they pick up different interesting costumes in Vienna, no, in Venice, and then for a day or so, they are kings and queens and murderers and sinners as they like.
To je isto kao što u Veneciji možemo vidjeti da ljudi svakog karnevala dođu i izaberu određene kostime i onda su oni tog jednog dana kralj ili kraljica ili su čak ubice.
Yes. But it's only a temporary identity, not the real one.
Ali to je samo njihov privremeni identitet, nije njihov stvarni identitet.
And so in the same way the eternal soul takes on a material identity which is temporary and short-lived.
Na isti takav način večna duša uzima svoj materijalni identitet koji je samo privremen i koji jako kratko prođe.
However, in this it's not an enjoyable carnival what the soul does.
Ali to što duša radi nije baš neki karneval za uživanje.
In the process of taking on a material identity, the soul becomes in some ways dependent on it.
U tom procesu preuzimanja materijalnog identiteta, duša na neki način postaje zavisna od njemu.
We become influenced.
Mi postajemo ti na koje se utiče.
We become moved by this foreign energy, the costume begins to rule us.
I mi bivamo pokrenuti od strane te strane energije i ona vlada nama.
We can't get the mask off our face and our heart. It remains glued to it.
I mi ne možemo da skinemo masku sa svog lica i sa svog srca. Ona jednostavno ostaje zalepljena za nas.
And with the mask we become forced by the tyranny of this false identity.
I uz pomoć te maske mi jednostavno bivamo tiranisani tim lažnim identitetom.
We become forgetful of our true self.
I mi zaboravljamo na naše pravo ja.
We lose it. It's gone.
Mi ga izgubimo, ono je nestalo.
No more connection.
I ne postoji povezanost.
We live in a world of masks which seem to be alive.
I mi živimo u svetu maski koje se samo čine da su žive.
Masks which have taken the control over the self.
Maske koje su preuzele kontrolu nad jastvom.
Only for a very, very brief fraction of time. Sometimes we feel deep inside a calling.
I samo nekim jako, jako malim trenutima svima vremena, mi osjećamo negdje duboko u sebi poziv.
Alas, alas, ovaja, ovaja, in Serbian language, you've lost yourself.
O, avaj, ti si izgubio sebe.
There's a famous German writer, Rainer Maria Rilke, who once in his life expressed a great it's an artist dilemma.
Postoji jedan čuveni nemački pesnik Rainer Maria Rilke koji je u jednom trenutku u svom životu izrazio jednu umetničku dilemu.
Is he known also here in Serbia? We know of him. Ja, natürlich, of course. And I would like to tell you a little bit of his dilemma because I really feel it will help you to understand a deep universal spiritual point.
I ja bih želela da vam kažem nešto malo o toj njegovoj dilemi zato što će vam ona pomoći da razumete jednu duboku univerzalnu istinu.
That was Karl Orff. So yes, he lost his inspiration to write. That was all what he had.
On je izgubio svoju inspiraciju da piše, a to je bilo sve što on imao.
Words which had come to him effortlessly before were no longer visiting his imagination.
I reči koje bi ranije bez napora dolazile k njemu, sada ga jednostavno više nisu posjećivale.
In great desperation he left Switzerland and visited the artist Rodin.
I onda je on u velikom očaju napustio Švajcarsku i posjetio umjetnika Rodina.
Rodin was living in Paris and he was a sculptor.
I Rodin, on je živao u Parizu i on je bio vajar.
And without telling Rodin about his dilemma that he has lost his writing skills, he requested him to accept him as his secretary.
I onda bez toga da je on Rodinu rekao o toj svojoj dilemi, da su ga te njegove reči napustile, on mu je jednostavno izrazio svoju želju da postane njegov sekretar.
Rodin could see that something was wrong with this young talented man who now was engaged as his secretary.
I Rodin, on je mogao da vidi da nešto nije u redu sa tim mladim talentovanim piscem koji je sada postao njegov sekretar.
Yes, what has happened to you, Mr. Rilke? You look so sad.
I onda ga je on upitao, a šta se desilo sa tobom, moj dragi gospodin Rilke? Ti izgledaš tako tužan.
I lost my inspiration.
Ja sam izgubio svoju inspiraciju.
No, said Rodin, you lost your vision.
Ne, rekao je Rodin, ti si izgubio svoju viziju.
Your spiritual vision.
Svoju duhovnu viziju.
Life is like sculpting, Rodin explained to Maria Rilke.
Život je poput skulpture vajarstva, objasnio je Rodin Rilke.
You have to see inside the stone the living angel and then free him from the marble fetters.
Moraš da vidiš unutar kamena, da vidiš živog anđela i da ga onda oslobodiš od istog mramora.
Understand, you have to see inside what is hidden.
I shvati, moraš da vidiš unutra ono što je skriveno.
You have to develop your spiritual eyes.
A moraš da razviješ svoje duhovne oči.
Go now to the zoo.
Ide sada u zoološki vrt.
Like I said, for what should I become? Should I join the gorillas or the monkeys?
I onda je Rilke rekao, šta, treba da se pridružim gorilama ili majmunima?
No, sit before any animal.
Ne, sedi ispred bilo koje životinje.
And look.
I posmatraj.
Watch.
Gledaj.
Until you see what is inside.
Dok ne vidiš šta je to što je unutra.
Rilke didn't come back for a few days.
I Rilke se nije vratio nekoliko dana.
But when he came back, he brought with him a beautiful poem which I would like to read to you.
Ali kada se vratio nazad, onda je sa sobom doneo jednu predivnu pesmu koju bih sada želeo da vam pročitam.
A poem which showed that he had seen the animal.
I to je pesma koja pokazuje da on video životinju.
He had truly seen it.
On ju je stvarno video.
That is, he had spiritually seen the animal.
Što znači da ju je on video na duhovan način.
I will read this beautiful poem to you first in German for those of you who understand German.
Ja ću prvo pročitati ovu pesmu na nemačkom za one od vas koji razumeju nemački jezik.
And then you will hear it in the sweet Serbian tongue.
A onda ćete čuti na slatkom srpskom jeziku.
You need to hear the, you know, the melody of the poem to just feel it.
Jer jednostavno treba da čujete melodiju ove pesme kako biste mogli da je osjetite.
Because truly seeing spiritually means to see the energy, the spiritual vibration, the spiritual energy.
Zato što istinski videti, odnosno videti na duhovan način, znači videti energiju, znači videti duhovne.
Der Panther. Sein Blick ist vom vorübergehender Stäbe. so müde geworden, dass er nichts mehr hält. Ihm ist, als ob es 1000 Stäbe gäbe und hinter 1000 Stäben keine Welt. Der weiche Gang, geschmeidig starker Schmitte, der sich im allerkleinsten Kreise dreht, wie ein Tanz von Kraft um eine Mitte, in der betäubt ein großer Wille steht. Very beautiful. Here is it in English. Passing back, it's called the Panther.
Ova pesma se zove Panther.
Panther, yes, correct. Passing back and forth the bars. Bars means, you know, when you're in a cage, you see the stabs.
Hodajući napred i nazad iza rešetaka.
His gaze is grown so weary that he doesn't grasp anything anymore.
Njegov pogled je tako strašno narastao da on više ne dohvata ništa.
To him it is as if there were 1000 bars.
Za njega kao da postoji samo 1000 rešetaka.
And behind the 1000 bars no world.
A iza tih 1000 rešetaka ne postoji svet.
You know, the panther is the captured animal.
Taj panter, on je zarobljena životinja.
He lives now behind bars.
I sada živi iza rešetaka.
And only sees bars.
I on vidi samo rešetke.
And behind it no freedom.
A iza njih nema slobode.
It's an analogy of the captured soul.
I ovo je analogija zarobljene duše.
Who lives in the cage of the material body.
Koja živi u kavezu materijalnog tela.
And who doesn't see the spiritual reality any longer behind the bars of the body.
I koja više ne vidi tu duhovnu stvarnost iza rešetaka tela.
Then Rilke describes how he sees that there's so much power in the panther.
I onda Rilke opisuje kako on vidi kako postoji tako puno snage u tom panteru.
But because it is imprisoned, it is forced to just move up and down in the cage and dance around in a narrow, limited circle.
Ali kako je on zarobljen u tom kavezu, on je nateran da se kreće gore dole po tom kavezu i da pleše u tom uskom krugu.
And then he writes a verse which will make you cry.
A onda on piše stih koji će vas naterati da zaplačete.
I would say it in my own words so that it's easier to translate. But sometimes it is as if the veil which is covering the pupils lifts up like a curtain.
Ali ponekad dešava se da veo koji prekriva oči on biva podignut poput zavese.
That for a moment a rare image enters and comes to the heart of the panther.
I za trenutak neobična slika dolazi i ulazi u srce pantera.
At that time his whole being quivers.
I u tom trenutku njegovo čitavo biće podrhtava.
It's the image of freedom.
I to je slika slobode.
But when the image finally reaches the heart, it fades away.
Ali kada ta slika najzad dodirne srce, ona polako iščeza.
Isn't it like we all are?
I nije li to poput svih nas?
We've lost ourselves.
Mi smo izgubili sebe.
Our spiritual selves.
Naše duhovno jasno.
Imprisoned by our weaknesses.
Mi smo zarobljeni našim slabostima.
The prison warden who holds the key to the mind.
I oni su upravitelj tog zatvora i posjeduju taj ključ našeg uma.
How can we awaken to our spiritual identity again? This is really the subject of all spiritual cultures, also the Vedic culture.
I kako se mi opet možemo probuditi do svog tog duhovnog identiteta? To je u stvari tema svih duhovnih spisa, uključujući i vedski spis.
One moment, because because I'm talking so dramatically, my leg has fallen asleep. I could amputate it now. I wouldn't feel it. There is one energy, a spiritual energy, which can waken the sleeping panta, the sleeping soul.
I postoji jedna energija, duhovna energija, koja može da probudi tog uspavanog pantera duše.
And in the process of bhakti yoga is really all about capturing or connecting with this energy.
I u procesu bhakti yoga sve se vrti upravo oko povezivanja sa tom energijom.
It is a spiritual energy which is called kripa shakti.
I to je duhovna energija koja se naziva kripa shakti.
Our translator is called, has the name Radha Kripa.
I naš prevodilac ima ime Radha Kripa.
The best name. So this is kripa shakti or spiritual energy is a divine energy which is available in some places, and you can go to these places and contact it.
I ta kripa shakti, ta božanska energija je dostupna na nekim mestima i vi onda možete otići na ta mesta i kontaktirati je.
Yes, it's something you could say like this miracle energy of Mother Maria, which can be contacted in Lourdes, in France, and I hear also in Medjugorje.
To je isto neka energija poput te energije koje je posjedovala Devica Marija ili također Majka Tereza.
Or it is something which can be contacted. It you could compare it maybe with the energies which are available to those who practice martial arts.
Ili tu energiju također možete porediti sa energijama koje su dostupne onima koji praktikuju borilačke veštine.
Oh, yoga.
Ili yoga.
When you do yoga and you are a little advanced, you can actually move your body by a very subtle energy which is called prana.
I kada vežbate jogu i kada ste malo napredni, onda možete da pokrećete svoje telo pomoću jako suptilne energije koja se naziva prana.
I was once practicing every day for 3 hours yoga, and then finally after a month I could feel this energy moving my body.
Ja sam jednom praktikovao jogu 3 sata dnevno svakog dana i onda nakon mjesec dana ja sam najzad mogla da osjetim pranu kako pokreće moje telo.
It's in the beginning when you first contact that energy a little, let me say, almost a little, how would you say, a little mysterious and strange, because it's so new, the experience that your body seems to move as if it is moved not by yourself any longer, but by the prana energy, the cosmic energy.
I na početku, kada po prvi put dođete u kontakt sa tom energijom, onda je to, mogao bih reći, malo misteriozno i čudno, jer imate osjećaj da niste vi više taj koji pokrećete svoje telo, već imate osjećaj da upravo ta energija, ta prana, da ona pokreće vaše telo.
And when you become really an expert in this, you can actually fly.
I kada stvarno postanete stručnjak u tome, onda možete i leteti.
I saw once this yogi in Allahabad. Yes, I was chanting my rounds just very peacefully. All of a sudden, I saw this yogi flying.
I meni se to jednom desilo da sam u Allahabadu video jednog jogija. Ja sam jednostavno sedeo mirno i mantrao sam i onda sam samo video jogija kako proleći.
I said the equivalent of dobro došli in the Hindi language.
Ja sam onda na hindi jeziku poželeo dobrodošlicu.
Svagatam! The yogi said, Hare Krishna.
Znači ja sam mu rekao svagatam, dobrodošli, a on mi je rekao Hare Krishna.
Then he said, I heard you have cooked something. Can I be your guest for today?
I onda on rekao, čuo sam da si danas nešto kuvao, da li bih mogao da budem tvoj gost danas?
He said it in this typical yogi way. Prashad, prashad, prashad.
I on je to rekao na taj tipični način na koji to jogi rade. On je samo rekao, prasad, prasad.
Yes, prana moved him.
Da, prana ga je pomerao.
The prana airways.
Znači, ti pranični pranična aerokompanija.
Canadian Airlines, Italian Airlines, all kinds of airlines in this weather, prana airlines.
I znači imamo te razne aviokompanije u ovom svetu, iz Kanade ili iz neke druge zemlje, i imamo i prana aviokompanije.
So in bhakti yoga you want to contact the spiritual energy of the Lord, which is called the Kripa Shakti.
Tako da u bhakti yogi vi želite da kontaktirate tu duhovnu energiju gospodina koja se zove Kripa Shakti.
So this energy hides, for instance, in the holy name of Krishna.
I ta energija se na primjer krije u svetom imenu Krishna.
When you chant at a certain time, you all of a sudden meditate about the sound vibration, this divine energy enters you.
I kada vi mantrate, onda se u jednom određenom trenutku desi da ta božanska energija uđe unutar vas.
We just had a summer camp where, by the way, all of you are invited to come next year, and we were having Nam Yakya, and we all felt at one stage that this divine energy all of a sudden was there and filling us.
I mi smo upravo imali naš letnji kamp, a inače svi ste pozvani da dođete na taj kamp sljedeće godine. I na tom kampu mi smo imali jednu namjagiju i u jednom određenom trenutku mi smo svi osjetili kako je ta energija ušla unutar nas.
This Kripa Shakti has two, you could say, two energies working within it.
I ova Kripa Shakti ima dve energije koje rade unutar nje.
I would like to give you the example of electrical energy, which has the plus and the minus current.
Ja bih mogla da vam dam primjer električne struje koja u sebi sadrži tu pozitivnu i tu negativnu energiju.
The first is that which liberates you from your own conditionings.
I prva energija jeste ta koja vas oslobađa od vaših uslovljenosti.
And the second is that you feel very, very much love in your heart and very much attracted to God.
A druga energija jeste ta koja vas čini da se osjećate puni ljubavi u svome srcu i da se osjećate jako privučeni Bogu.
All of a sudden you know when this energy moves you that the word Mahodevi Premia expressed it like this, the word, you know, the word impossible is a word in the rečnik of the Budalat.
I onda kada vas ta energija pokreće, kako je to naša Mahodevi Prema rekla, onda vi razumete da je reč nemoguće, reč u rečniku budala.
This is how she said.
To je ono što je ona rekla.
Yeah. What she wanted to express is that, yes, you move, but you don't move by your own strengths at that time.
To je ono što ona rekla, što je želela da kaže, jeste da u to vreme osjećate da niste pokrenuti svojom sobstvenom snagom.
I personally was trained by my own spiritual master like this, that yes, everything is possible by this energy, this miraculous energy of Kripa Shakti.
Ja sam lično bio treniran na isti način od strane svog duhovnog učitelja koji me podučavao da se sve može pokrenuti upravo tom čudesnom energijom Krišne.
It frees you and then empowers you.
I ta energija vas oslobađa i onda vas opunomoćava.
This is actually the secret of this fairy culture.
I to je u stvari tajna vedske kulture.
It gives us, let us say, some processes which we can perform with our bodies and minds.
Ta vedska kultura nam daje procese koje mi možemo da upražnjavamo svojim telom i svojim umom.
And then while you do this with the material body and material mind, which is purely material, you invoke the spiritual energy which then moves you.
I onda dok vi to radite svojim materijalnim telom i materijalnim umom, znači oni su materijalni, vi pozovete tu duhovnu energiju.
This Kripa Shakti also reminds you of who you are.
I ova Kripa Shakti već se također podsjeća na ono što vi jeste.
I must confess to you all, I didn't sleep in the night, I just read. This was my reading night. I read up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
I moram vam priznati jednu stvar. Noćas ja nisam spavao, ja sam čitao. To je bila moja noć za čitanje, tako da sam čitao sve do 5 sati.
And I read about one of my spiritual heroes who has such a good lesson for us.
Ja sam čitao o jednom od naših duhovnih junaka koji ima tako dobru lekciju za sve nas.
Hanuman. Hanuman appeared 5 million years ago.
Hanuman se pojavio pre 5 miliona godina.
He's so old that some consider him a mythological figure.
I on je toliko star da ga neki smatraju za mitološku figuru.
But he's really worshipped all over India. Up to this day, he's a very modern person.
Ali on je u stvari obožavan širom čitave Indije, čak i do dana današnjeg, tako da je u stvari on jedna moderna ličnost.
Because his story is so much our own story.
Zato što je ta njegova priča toliko naša priča.
One of my friends has he's a singer, he's now bringing out a CD and he has requested me to write something on Hanuman and I did so. And this is what I will share with you this evening.
Jedan od mojih prijatelja koji upravo sada snima CD me zamolio da napišem nešto o Hanumanu i ja sam to i uradio i upravo sada ću vam to ispričati.
See, Hanuman had non-human origins.
Vidite, Hanuman je imao neljudsko poreklo.
His father is Vayu or some say Shiva.
I njegov otac je Vayu ili kao što neki kažu Shiva.
A cosmic being.
Znači kosmičko biće.
But when he was young, he did not use his powers properly.
Ali kada je on bio mlad, on nije na ispravan način koristio svoje moći.
Imagine, he was so powerful. He could when he was young, he looked at the sun and he thought, that's a wonderful fruit. And he jumped to catch the sun. Halibol.
I da li možete zamisliti, on je bio toliko moćan da kada je bio mlad, on bi gledao sunce i mislio, o, kako divno voće, i onda je skočio da dohvati sunce.
Imagine you could jump to the sun.
I samo zamislite kako bi to bilo kada biste vi mogli da skočite do sunca.
If you could do that, you would never have to pay any longer any taxi or any airplane. You could just jump where you want to go.
I kada bi to bilo tako, onda više nikada ne biste morali da platite ni jedan taksi ili avion, već biste jednostavno mogli da skočite gdje god biste poželjeli.
I know that the Serbian people like to travel and that would be the ultimate benefit for them, the ultimate blessing.
I ja znam da ljudi iz Srbije jako vole da putuju, tako da bi to bio krajnji blagoslov za njih.
Yes, free of cost, just jump there.
Da, bez ikakve naplate, samo skočite.
Hanuman could do that and many other things.
I Hanuman je mogao to da napravi kao i mnoge druge stvari.
But like it is a danger for a very talented person, he used this to do mischief.
Ali kao što postoji opasnost za onoga koji je jako talentovan, on je koristio te svoje moći da pravi razna nedela.
One of his extraordinary gifts was, for instance, beautiful singing.
I jedan od njegovih izvanrednih darova bilo je prelepo pevanje.
And another gift was that he was so strong. He could wrestle with the strongest beings, with elephants, no problem.
A još jedan njegov dar bila je ta izuzetna snaga i on je mogao da se rve sa jako snažnim bićima poput slonova, nema problema.
So he created so much trouble with his strength because he misused it to shock people and to crazy things, you know.
I onda je on napravio tako puno problema tom svojom snagom zato što ju je zloupotrebio i napravio puno nevolja drugim ljudima.
Finally, one great saint cursed him and said, "You will forget all your strengths so that you will act just like any ordinary personality."
I konačno jedan veliki svetac ga je prokleo i rekao mu je, sada ćeš zaboraviti na sve svoje moći i moći ćeš da deluješ samo kao obična osoba.
Only when you will, when the day comes where you will use your strengths in the service of Rama will you be reminded and will you be able to use the strengths.
Samo onog dana kada budeš upotrebio svoje moći u službi Rame, onda ćeš biti u mogućnosti da ih opet koristiš.
The day came.
I taj dan je došao.
The terrible demon Ravan had kidnapped Rama's wife Sita.
Užasni demon Ravana je kidnapovao ženu Rame, Situ.
And he had hidden Sita in the island fortress in Lanka.
I on je sakrio Situ u jednoj tvrđavi na ostrvu Lanka.
Hanuman by now had become the servant of Ram.
I Hanuman je tada već bio postao sluga Rame.
And he was ordered to find Sita.
I on je dobio to naređenje da nađe Situ.
And give her a life-saving message.
I da joj da poruku koja će spasti život.
Hanuman sat at the ocean.
I Hanuman je sedeo na obali okeana.
And he knew he had to cross the powerful ocean to come on that island.
I on je znao da mora da pređe taj moćni okean kako bi došao do ostrva.
And he didn't know how to do it.
A nije znao kako da to napravi.
At that time, by Rama's divine arrangement, Jambavan came and reminded him, "You can jump over the ocean. No problem for you."
I onda u tom trenutku, pomoću Raminog božanskog blagoslova, našao se tu Jambavan i on mu je rekao, "Nema problema za tebe, ti možeš da preskočiš okean."
Hanuman said, "You sure?"
I Hanuman je rekao, "Jesi ti siguran?"
"Yes."
"Da, da."
So he went like this. Jumped up and down. And as he jumped, whenever he jumped, he became a little bigger in size. The whole coast was shaking at the end when Hanuman had taken a form which was 1 kilometer big. And finally he just jumped to Lanka. Hare Krishna.
Onda kada je Hanuman to čuo, on je krenuo da skače gore-dole i postaje sve veće i veće dok nije postao toliko velik da je bio 1 kilometar u visinu i onda kada je on skočio, preskočio čitav okean i došao je skroz na drugu stranu do Lanki.
Just extremely telling. Yes. So this is this can be our story also.
Ovo može biti i naša priča.
I don't mean that you will jump over an ocean or over the lake Palić.
I ne mislim da bi sada trebalo da preskočete preko okeana ili preko jezera Palić.
No. But what you will, by bhakti yoga, you can actually come in contact with your inner strengths.
Mislim na to da pomoću bhakti joge možete doći u kontakt sa svojom unutrašnjom snagom.
By contacting this divine but it will happen when you are in contact with Rama as the name of God, with God.
Ali to će se desiti samo onda kada ste u kontaktu sa Bogom, jer Rama je ime Bog.
I very much wish all of you, each single one in this room and also our fan club outside, that you will be able to contact this extraordinary Kripa Shakti which awakens you.
Ja od sveg srca želim svima vama u ovoj prostoriji, kao što želim i našim obožavateljima napolju, da kontaktirate ovu Kripa Shakti, ovu božansku energiju.
Yes. I request you to try this chanting in all seriousness.
Ja bih vas zamolio da vi probate da mantrate sveto ime sa svom ozbiljnošću.
But this is a new information. This will only work if you connect it with God.
Ali ovo je jedna nova informacija, to će funkcionisati samo onda ako to povežete sa Bogom.
Mindless chanting will not help you and you can see it with many of our followers.
I mantranje u koje vi ne uključujete svoj um vam neće pomoći, to možete vidjeti na mnogima od naših sljedbenika.
You only will see the Scriba Shakti working if you connect your mind with in meditation with the Lord.
I vi ćete moći da vidite ovu Kripa Shakti kako funkcioniše samo onda kada svoj um povežete sa Bogom.
This is the beauty but also the challenge of true spiritual life.
Ovo je lepota, ali također i izazov stvarnog duhovnog života.
If you want to really change your life, you must change your mind.
Ako želite zaista da promijenite svoj život, morate da promijenite svoj um.
You cannot, in other words, just do any external arrangement in your life and then without making an inner transformation.
To drugim rečima znači da ne možete u svom životu praviti samo neke spoljašnje aranžmane, a da ne promijenite svoj unutrašnji život.
Mm-hmm. And for this to accompany us on our journey where we have to transform the mind to make it a friend in our spiritual practice, we have a lot of spiritual literature.
A kako bi nam pomogla u tome, znači na našem duhovnom putu, kako bismo mi transformisali sebe, tu se nalazi jako puno duhovne literature.
I will end here.
Ja ću sad ovdje da završim.
But I have brought a surprise with me.
Ali sam ja donio jedno iznenađenje sa sobom.
One of my last journey to India brought me to Jagannath Puri, and I have presented today we worked very hard, Guru Hari and me, to bring a wonderful slideshow with us, which you have not seen. It's different than in Froshkagora.
Moje posljednje putovanje u Indiju me je dovelo sve do Jagannath Purija i danas smo Gora Hari i ja vrlo naporno radili kako bismo napravili jednu slide projekciju koju do sada još niste vidjeli i ona se razlikuje od onoga što ste vidjeli na Fruškoj gori.
I thought we will make now a pause of 15 minutes so that we can walk around a little, stretch our bodies and minds.
I mislio sam da sada napravimo jednu pauzu od 15 minuta kako bismo mogli malo da se prošetamo, da malo protegnemo.
Yes, maybe speak with some of the devotees.
Možda da porazgovaramo sa nekim od bhakta.
If you can just wait 1 minute.
I ako biste samo mogli da pričekate jedan trenutak.
Oh, we have a good surprise for you. Madhva Muni, would you like to say?
Pa u toku ove pauze biste posloženi sa vegetarijanskim specijalitetima, samosama i nekim slatkišom, tako da možete ostati ovdje, mi ćemo vam to uneti. A možete i ustati i protegnuti noge.